We're doing Dov's Minute. We're up to the 19th mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah to sanctify the day of Shabbos. And the way we sanctify it is by denoting. Shabbos has entered. We make Kiddush. Shabbos has left. We make Havdalah. And the rabbis instituted that we do the Kiddush over wine, or if you don't have wine, over bread. And by the same token, when Shabbos exits, the rabbis instituted we do Havdalah over wine. Or if you don't have wine, you take whatever is considered a respectful beverage in the area where you live. It could be beer, it could be whatever beverage. I mean, it could be milk, it could be whatever is considered an honorable beverage where you live. But ideally, you're supposed to do it over wine or grape juice. Now, prior to Kiddush and Havdalah, you're not supposed to eat anything. Before Havdalah, if you want to drink water, you may drink water. Our sages also instituted that we honor the day of Shabbos and give pleasure to the day of Shabbos. The prophet Isaiah taught us. How do we honor Shabbos? We wash our hands and face, we take a shower, we wear nice clothing. What pleasure should we have on Shabbos? A person is supposed to save his good food, have delicious food and drink. We have a mitzvah to eat three meals on Shabbos. And Chazal say, whoever makes the Shabbos a pleasurable day, Hashem will give him an inheritance without boundaries, and he'll be saved from the forced servitude of the nations. There's a mitzvah on Matzei Shabbos to set our tables. So to speak, Shabbos, the queen is leaving, and we're having a meal to accompany her as she leaves. So it's a mitzvah to set the table, and this is a segula for an easy delivery for women. Even if you're only going to eat a small thing, but to set the table. You're setting the table. Shabbos has left, we're setting the table in honor of that. The Ramban wrote that part of this mitzvah is also to remember Shabbos on every day. And that's why if you're in a rush and you're leaving shul, you should at least say, Hayom Yom Echad B'Shabbat, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat. And then, according to Ramban, you're fulfilling this biblical mitzvah, men and women. This is good to tell your wives. If your wives don't have time to say all of davening, as most women do, most women don't have time to say all of davening, they don't have to say the whole Shir Shalom. They should just say, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbat. And then they fulfilled this Ramban.